הוי הכיסו בו יהיה לו אורץ, אשר השם הלקחו מייסן לו נחה לו, ולקחתו מרישיס כל פרי או אדום אשר טוב עם הארצכו. זה דבר של ביקורי. כיסו בו יהיה לו אורץ, נשבורך הוא גיבס דבר של ביקורי. פוסק סז, פוסק בייס, ולקחתו מרישיס כל פרי אדומו, אשר טוב עם הארצך. אז בפור שימה הספוד הזה, רישיס כל פרי או אדומו, חורץ פרי או עץ, זה לא פרי או אדומו. אז זה ולקחתו מכל, רישיס כל פרי או אדומו, אשר טוב עם הארצך. אז אין ספר גד פשוט, he says that, מי שעשה זה ביקורים, that a person goes down to the sode, and he sees te'eno shebikro, and he puts a gemi on it, and later he brings it. So when you put the gemi, the little bowl on the tree, that you know that it's the bikurim, the tree is not ready, it's boiso yet. And the aloch is when it's boiso, you make boiro pri adom, it's not called boiro pri oitz. This is the reason it's called, ולוקחת מריש, it's called pri adom. Adam before she must say maybe because there's a mandalamar and the gemara that chita is also chayevet bevikuri. Although the chido learns because the person says ubosa lakoyen posik yud v'ato yivesi yisrei shispri o adomo asho nosato li Hashem. The nosato li Hashem, we'll see in a second, doesn't go on the fruits. The nosato li Hashem goes on the adomo. Reishis kol pri adomo, asher nosato li Hashem. So the nosato li Hashem goes on the adomo. If it would be reishis pri eitz, asher nosato li Hashem, the God says that Hashem gave us the land. So why we want to take it? And the Adomo, the Apostle calls it Reishis Kol Pri Adom. We mentioned once years ago, a lot of phone calls, talking people were attacking me. Sefer Tzitz Eliezer, he clears the Chakira. Bikurim, how often you bring Bikurim? Every year, or the first one that grows in the field? You have a tree in the field. Every year the first bikurim you bring, or the first time that it grows fruits in your field. So he says, Reish is called Pri Adama, the first one from the Adama. Means if this tree, even if 5 trees already finished, not the first one is bikurim. You have a field, have a sregim, the first bash of a sregim is bikurim. So then for years later you don't bring Bikurim, this is what he wanted to say. He brings down that he asked Abraham Kanievsky, and Abraham Kanievsky said, I don't believe that there's no mocker, but he brings a rifle from a medrash, they tell him, Kein tiske l'shono abo. Maiz is no mefurish how often you bring Bikurim. And the Maiz, I got a report from America, and the Maiz said, that I said, Rashi Mefurish and Gittin Dav Memzai, and then every year you bring Bikurim. Rashi says it, but also not Mefurish. The Gemara said, if you sold your sod to a goy, so you have to bring the fruits and bring the Bikurim. And they tikkun oilo. So Rashi, Bekol shono tzorch likach, Ha'il kichovim Bikurim peroisov, Ha'il kichovim Bikurim peroisov. So every year is a chiyuv bikurim. So I'm saying, the ma'ase after Siddur Zarashi, so I don't know if it's a mokim. The Chayodim really, Be'etzim also said what we said before. He asks a kasha, the Gemara says, Achlegis Rabbonon, if you yoytze b'dievin in Beri Pri Adomo or not. We pass in the ma'ase that if you make an eitz Beri Pri Adomo, you yoytze. But Siddur Zarashi in Brochus that you're not yoytze. So the shayla is about the Mefurish Posuk, that Pri Eitz is called Pri Adomo. And the Chayodim answers the same thing, because we want to say Hashem, אומרת, the person calls it פרי אדם. למעשה, פשוטו של מיקרו למעשה, we see that the fruit is called פרי אדם. So the פסוק says, ואוניסו ואומרתו, ובוסר לכהן אשר יהיה ביום ימיהם, ואומרתו לו, והגדתי היום, כי בוסי אל האורץ אשר נשבעתי להשם. So Rashi says, ואומרתו אלו, שאין חוק כופו תויבו. עמוק נזח, a person has a field. Hashem says, take off the fruit. Go up to Yerushalayim, a person schleps 15 days up to Yerushalayim, and he comes, ריבונו של עולם, I came to say, איני כופוי תויבו. This is the message. I'm not a כופוי תויבו. What was the pshat? ואוניסו ואמרתו, איני כופוי תויבו. שאין חקוי פיתוי. So I thought a little bit פשט, סעדה שמשמור בגדל מדרש תנחומה, פריס מדרש תנחומה מהפרשה, זה מדרש פליה, אז יש לי את התנחומה. כיוון שרו מוישה רבינו ברוח הקודש, תנחומה, צופו מוישה רבינו ורו שביס המקדוש עושי לי חורב, והביקורים עשידים לי פוסק, עומד והסכין לישראל שמספל אלים שלוש פעמים בכל יום. עצמאי תמורה. באיש הרבינו סל ארונת בביקורים, so he was מתקן שלוש תפילס. יותר את החפצה בתפילס 3 times a day to thank הקודש ברוך. This is the chefz, this is the most of the avoida, these yomim. Avoida sa tefillah. The chefz of tefillah is to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a dividing person, it's not enough. Every time you eat, you go to the bathroom. Chazal don't leave you 5 minutes without thanking Hashem. Drink, thank, eat, thank, bench, go to the bathroom, thank, go to sleep, thank, get up, thank, and daven, and daven, and daven, and daven. This is the tachlis. In the old days, once a year, every person has this given, everyone had a field. You walked 15 days, 30 days a year it took. People walked Yerushalayim. The Mekadim is Ari Lavi Bikurim. It was a whole matzav. Anshi Yerushalayim Oimdim Bifnei Meviyah Bikurim. It was a whole kaizel. They took cows, they covered them with gold, they made dishes. It's a whole matzav. Any kofu toivu, everything is the ribbono shel olam. Kshero Moshe Rabbeinu she'asidim bikurim lizbater, and we made this musig that everything belongs to Hashem. Not only that, you think only that? The Mishnah says you had a field. Every morning you went to see who is the first one. Where is the first one? And what are the good ones to bring to Hashem? Have a gemi. These are the bikurim. So the whole time, this is for Hashem. This is for the thank you. This is for the thank you. Oh, I caught it. Now we're going to say the thank you. And now we're walking. But most of the year they were living just thank you. It's not like truma that a person could, you know, let his workers at the end of the day mafish truma. No, no, no. He has to know what is the bikurim. So he has to go to the field to check, and he has to be nice ones. So he was there checking, oh, I have really something for bikurim. So he would write it down, and it was a siman on this. These are for Hashem. I'm going to say thank you. I know everything is the ribbono shel olam. Because the tachlis of avoda, if a person gets used to take the ribbono shel olam, to feel that everything is chesed Hashem, everything what we have is chesed Hashem. So his whole life is different. He owes all of his life to Hashem. Often way when a person shtals his matzah, Hashem owes him. Hashem owes me. My day is bad, my life is bad, this is bad. Hashem owes me. So then you see how he behaves. When a person feels he owes Hashem. So this was the most. Kshiro Moshe Rabbeinu she'asidim bikurim b'izbater, omad v'tiken lehem tfilus b'Yisrael. But we're going to see in a second, even more from that. We'll see in a second, it's Mamish Meduik and the Psukim. We have that. We'll get it in a second. So the Pasuk, V'oniso v'omarto arami yoi v'dovi. ואוניסו ואומרתו, רשי סז, ואוניסו ארום אסקויל, ארם יהיה ודומי. אז הגמור ברוך עושה זה, סומן פיקס אופ איזה וור, איזה ולידאמנס, איזה מקטן העמון. Why is yelling? Well, Hashem doesn't hear when you don't yell. Well, why are you yelling? Gemara says, if a person yells on the tefillah, it looks like he's miktana amon. Eliyahu told that Baal, yell, maybe he's sleeping. Kivulei b'kol gadol, ula yoshen, ula yisiach loy. Gemara says, if it's ma'ilu de kavona, you're out. So here the ma'isa shteit v'oniso v'omarto. And the reason is, l'hakir toivo. Ba'etzem, samot nazach, why have to yell? So miyab you say, Aram Yehoi V'Dovi. How we know that Aram Yehoi V'Dovi? My son Lovan never said that he wanted to kill us. No of us. He had a dream, he was planning to kill us, yeah? So we trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when you say Aram Yehoi V'Dovi, so you say Hashem knows the Machshavas. So the reason I'm yelling is not because Hashem doesn't hear. Hashem could know even the Machshavas. So this is the remez, miyad after it, the floor should be down.
So why do you have to yell it?
No, to yell is not called a taif, to show everyone you make your taif. But it's not because you're doing it because Chas v'Shalom, the Kibyochel can hear. Now, it says in the Pasuk, Pasuk Tes, Ve'evyeinu el amokim hazeh, ve'yiten lonu es ha'oretz hazeis, Zokt Rashi. Ve'evyeinu el amokim hazeh, ze beis ha'mikdosh. והיית לנו את האורץ הזויס כמשמוי. So before she asked the kasher, the seder would be, he brought us to Eretz Yisrael, Pasuk Tes. He brought us to Eretz Yisrael, and then we went into Beis HaMikdosh. Beis HaMikdosh is in Eretz Yisrael. The order had to be, והיית לנו את האורץ ישראל, והיית לנו את האורץ, ויביאנו אל המוקים הזה. Not ויביאנו אל המוקים הזה, והיית לנו את האורץ. So Rashi says, "Vayid el anus aoritz kemashmoi." So this is what Rashi says. But Rashi had shvur. Maybe lamokim hazeh etz osor, but then vayid el anus aoritz is also etz osor. So Rashi didn't have a breire. So vayid el anus aoritz is etz osor. So the mokim is based on mikdash, but the order is not the right order. So right, the pshat is not so shver, because Beis HaMikdash was not given so. Beis HaMikdash was also given the Maase, not to every shevet, but the Belz HaRebbe, the Tzal, saying Gevaldik Evolt, he would say, there's two psukim, I think you do the Chumash the second later. The Chumash Shmois, in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Mem Aleph says, "Vahi miketz shloshim yom ve'arba'im shana." Vahi be'etzem hayom haze, yotzu kol tzvi'is Hashem me'eretz Mitzrayim. Now in Pasuk Nun Aleph, "Vahi be'etzem hayom haze, yotzi Hashem es be'Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim al tzivois." האם מכן שלושים שנה אומר שלום איזה יוצקו צביס השם מארץ מצרים? האם בעצם יהיה מזה, הייתי השם אצל ישראל מארץ מצרים על ציבו ישראל? So it says twice that he came out. So the Yenis in Benuziel says, in Shmois Yutes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out Klal Yisrael in the beginning and Kanfin is showing, and he brought him to Beis HaMikdash. And then he took them back out, and then they went to Eretz Yisrael. The way his master, the Yenis Ben goes into the Psukim, that these are the two Psukim. So like the Baal Zareba, if the Yenis Ben Uziel is Kipshutai, so first, if he ain't going to mock him as a, that's the base of Mikdash. After that, they eat and honor us all, it's as if. Because Taki, he brought us first to Eretz Yisrael. Now, the Pasuk says, in the beginning, the Lokachto will go back to Pasuk Beis. ולקחת מרישיס כל פרי אדום אשר טוב עם הארץ לך אשר השם הולכיך ולא יישם לך ושמתו בתן So aloha, you have to bring it in a dish. V'samto l'ater. Zog b'gmore, bosar anye az l'aniyusa. The rich people, they came to Bisham Mikdash, they took out the fruits from the dish and they gave them back the dish. They had golden dishes. The poor people, they took it with the dish. Mishnah and Bikur. From the poor people, the Kohen took the dishes. They never gave him back the dishes. The Gemara says, "Bosa anya aslan yusa." He's poor, he becomes even poorer. This is the Gemara. So the Shaila, why? So I heard once from Talmid Chochem, he said, Balabati, she said, Shaila Pshat. But the rich people had beautiful fruits to bring. So it was very nice, they took them out, and they saw this pomegranate and this grapes, and this kiwi. Poor people, nebach. They will take it out, it will be big bizyanis. You know, the Kohen took it with a dish. But the Rabbi Yankiv Naiman said, the rich person comes with a gaiva. You know, gold. He has everything. They tell him, we don't need any gold. The ani that comes with Mesirus Nefesh, Hashem says, I like your dish, I like everything for you. The ani that is Mesirus Nefesh to come, so his ma'asim are much more ratzuyim. Now more from that, the Mefarshim say that. But etzem, it's in Yesod. Mo says that Achmon Elibe Boy. Achmon Elibe Boy. Person that gives, that Kodesh Baruch Hu takes. Things the Maise, the Chofetz Chaim could bring down, the Gedek Mishgenoi the Maise. The Chofetz Chaim brought down, the person came, was a poor person, and he didn't have so much schusim. But they came from the Shomayim, they took the mud, that he walked to shul, and they put it on the scaler. Then they took his heavy coat, and they put it on the scaler. Kitzer, the schusim were weighing, you know how much mud he had, this poor person, and the shmatis that he had in his pockets, you know, it weighed. So Kitzer, then the rich person came, he said he wants to put his limousine also on the scaler. He said, it's a great nishtasay. This person that went to Mesirus Nefesh to Davin, and he put his feet, and he was going in the mud, and the snow, and he was shoveling it so hard for him. Every part of the mud becomes Kodesh L'Hashem. But you're upset, you have a limousine. And I was like, oh, that's not costing you to come. This does away. The davening ways. If you're davening good, you didn't daven good. We can't wait for you all the way to shul. There's nothing more to wait here. This was the heavens. So the Ashirim come, they had horses, they had nice dishes, yeah, they opened the closet, oh, it's a beautiful dish, put it in. Yeah, the ani came, you know, they take away the dish. Try, collect a couple of pennies together, put it, oh, he has a piece of dish, you know, put a little bit of paper, it will look a little bit nice, a shtikim shlach monazdik, you know, he's coming. It also weighs, not only the fruit weighs. The person has to know, the person sometimes thinks, what I have? Nebach, you know, I clean my house for Shabbos, put Shahir, you know, these people sit with these beautiful houses for Shabbos. Nebach, you know, we polish the little candlesticks and that. You're right. But by you, all of these little things will weigh. All of this is the Kodesh Shabbos. And the other person, like a Shmuel, doesn't take the dish. He leaves the gold. He only takes the fruits. The Oshir also has ways to miskarim. Again, Chas V'Shalom. People listen, we don't mean Chas V'Shalom. Only, but it's a big message. It's a big message. Person, Rachman Alibe Boy. So I heard from Lavi today. I try to say all from Lavi every time. You know who's Lavi? It's a Bocher, 29 years old. He had the machlev, he lost both of his eyes. So So every week he calls me up, Yom Shlishi by night. He goes to all different rabbis in America and he gets different volume on the parsha, and he fills my phone with messages full with volume, and I say over one volt from Navi. Avi. So he said, I think for a month a gifter. And who is a kasha? Baruch Ata Ba'ir, Baruch Ata Basode. The order had to be the other way around. Baruch Ata Basode, you make a lot of money, you know, in the business. And then, Baruch Ata Ba'ir, yeah, you have money, buy a house. But everything works out, this is the Seder at Vodim. Baruch Privit Mecho, Priyat Moscho, Privet Mecho, Shkar Alefecho, Ashtar Yitzonecho. He said for a month a gift there, like, Baruch Ata Ba'ir, Baruch Ata Basode. If Baruch Ata Ba'ir, you have yeshivas, you support the yeshivas, you support the kollelim, you behave like you have to behave in the year, I'm promising you Baruch Ata Basode. But first you have to be Baruch Ata Ba'ir. If you Baruch Ata Ba'ir, I will give you Baruch Ata Basode. But not to start the other way around. Then we finish the brachas and comes the klaus. V'ha'yim leisishmu b'kol Hashem alekecho lishmu l'asos z'kol mutzbeisa v'chukoisa v'sha'onecha m'tzavcha ayoyim v'bo'u alecho kol haklol yisraelu v'yisigucho oru ato ba'ir, oru ato basode, oru tavecho m'sha'otecho oru b'vitmecho v'yadmoscho, oru ato b'vayecho. Chazal say that this list of klolos that we're going to have are 98 klolos. 98 klolos. This is the reason we wear it before Rosh Hashanah. Chazal say, Shetikle Shana v'kloloseo. This is the reason all the way to the start of the Parsha says, Alamot, the Parsha's Kisavai comes before Rosh Hashanah. Shetikle Shana v'kloloseo. In Parshas Bechukosai, we have 49 klolos. So he brought down, it's also a little bit today, he brought down, I forgot from who, Gvaldi Gevot. It's 49 klolos, 98. So that bets in the number is 100. Now, Hashem never punishes Klal Yisrael. It's Mem Tes Sharitume, because Baruch Hu stops before the end. Kadosh Baruch Hu is berachem on Klal Yisrael. So the klolos are 98. They don't finish. So Be'etzem, the Mefoshim explained, Be'etzem, connected with the klolos, Pasuk, the Parsha before, Parsha Sreei, Mo Hashem Elokecho Shoyel Mimcho. Chazal say, Mo Hashem Shoyel Mimcho, Chazal Ometak in Meo Brochus. Connected the klolos, Parsha Sreei, Abroche Ve'aklolo, Mo Hashem Shoyel Mimcho, Chazal say this is Meir Brochus. Chazal say B'shas the Mageifo. The David HaMelech said that was Mageifo, so he was metaken Meir Brochus. Meir Brochus stops the Klolos. What is Meir Brochus? Because Be'etzim the million of Klolos is 100. Just Hashem never written. Hashem only gave 98 because Hashem doesn't give the end of the bad. But the tikkun of the bad is Mer Brochus. And as an Indian, as a Shema Rambam, the famous Meisel Biskarov, someone came into Biskarov, Shabbos afternoon, Biskarov said, 87, 89, 91. He said, that's the bell, what's the gate? So he said, Rambam. The Rambam, with his tefillah, you have Rambam, maybe it's here. It's not a tefillah, the Brochus, it's in Perek Zayin for sure. It's Brochus at Fila. Rambam in Chus Tfila, Perek Zayin. Chayav Ono Levoruch Meo Brochus Bein Bayoim Bein Balaylo. בזמן הזה תיקנו אפיקורסים בשבוסים ומטבים שהתפילה שבע ברוכס וכן אם לנסחי בשער יומים צורך להשלמי הברוכס מן הברוכס זה יעזבים משהו כיצד אויכל מעט ירק מבורך לפונוב ואויכל מעט ירק ומוינה כל הברוכס עד שמשלי מהברוכס זה הלוכם מוינה כל הברוכס עד שמשלי שזה לא נורמל די, אבל we have anyway 100 בסדר התפילה זה לא פוינט לקאונט, זה קאונט And Shabbos, that you're not sure if you will make it, is a loche perik zayin, a loche te zayin, u'moyne kol ha-brochus at shemashli me ha-brochus b'chol yoyim. It's cool. It's 87, 89, 91, as I make it to tzach. I think it's a good analogy. Stop. Yeah. But what is the inyan of this analogy? This is what we said before. It's not stop. Bikurim is to say thank you to Hashem. In this parasha it says, if you don't behave, you get clawless. How Chazal stopped the klolas again with Bikurim. We said, what is Bikurim? Zog the Tanchume, Ro Moshe Rabbeinu, that they're not Bikurim, he was metaken tefillas. Thank you to Hashem. So to stop the klolas is 100 times thank you. People don't understand. They think that tefillas is to cry, to scream. From Chatzke Levinstein, he said, Gemara says in Bubas in Bubas in Bumetzia that there was no rain, so they asked. So they said, if Rebchir Rebonov will go down the Amud, so the rain will come. So he started davening. He said, "At the Gibor Elo Hashem, Mashiv Ruach, Ose Zike, Merid Hageshem, Ose Mitre." Also, the Meimar Mechaya Amesim, Omru Mi Gilo Rose. So Leo said that he was Megale. Moses they hit him in Shishim, showed him and fire, and they told him he has to stop. He came dressed up like a bear, and everyone ran away. So that's a you never know this Gemara. Where is it? On the Tzir. It's on the base. That's what I can tell you for sure. Around the pace. I'm not saying. The way you make the Ribbono Shel Olam is when you turn over and ask, please give me. Right? When someone comes over to please give me, I'm the boss, please give me. This is but the real color when a person is make the Ribbono Shel Olam is Mashiv Ruach Umayi Legeshem, so the rain comes. So the Mele, this is the Me'er Brachos. We're going to learn 98 klolos. The opposite is Mo Hashem Shoyel Mimcho. What Chazal was attacking to balance back the klolos when was a magefa? Me'er brachos. The me'er brachos, the thank you. This is the balance. A person has to make the skills. So the Shabbos and the Etzem, the Iker was to count. The mind of Oilech me'er brachos. It's on my head. I have to say thank you. Like today. Say sorry 3 times. Yeah, you have to say thank you 100 times. The mind of Oilech has all about you. Chazal say, Kol choyli v'chol mako, the end of the klolos. Samach Aleph, it says, Yam kol choyli v'chol mako, asher l'ksu v'sefer ha-teira ha-zois, ya'alem Hashem olecho ad ha-shmotcho. So Chazal say, this is Mises Tzadikim. So before we say, so why it's not written down? They say it, when the Rashi brings it down, Why the Pasuk doesn't write down Mrs. Tzadikim? And the Rishonim will not be happy. I said, no, Mrs. Tzadikim, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu was my element. Then the Pasuk says, Pasuk Samaches, V'yishivcho Hashem Mitzrayim bo inios, v'derech asher omarti lecho, lo yisoysif oy liroysa. Before we say, what is the word boy nios? The Moran Sanhedrin said that Kishuf is not noyeg b'mayim. Chalaisol said, okay, the goyim will go, we're mechashvim. But Kishuf will manage to save ourselves. Hashem says they'll come through the water. Kishuf doesn't chalba water. They will manage you in the water, then maybe you get punished. Now the pasuk finishes. וישיב לך השם מצרים בו אמיריס אשר אמרתי לו סיסיף ונמכרתם לו אבודי ולשפוכיס ואין קוינה.
Bad end.
זהו, story finished. And בחוקוי סי, look what happens in Adam בחוקוי סי. What happens in Adam בחוקוי סי. Hashem doesn't leave us with a bad taste. Unser Psukim. Is the clawless finish? The start of Pasuk Mem, Vizvadu is Avoinom, Vizavoin Avoisom, Afanir is Harvey is Brisi, Abusiesco, Boris the Oze, Abgabzois, Birisom, Le Bastim, Le Gardim, Le Fer Brisi, Kani Hashem, Le Zor Harb, Rebus Gesholim, Sharotzeis, Hamas Vitzraim, Gaze, Ani Hashem. Two three Pasukim of Nahoma. What happened to our parsha? It finishes with such a bitter taste. When it's carted, you'll be standing for sale and no one will buy you. Zero. And Pasha Bukhakoisai finishes with such three psukim of Nechama. You know, every time when we read Klolos and Haftorah, every time we add Hashiveinu, we finish Eicho. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha Vodashu, Chadei Shemeinu Kekeden. What happened here? It's like the Polibichirov, a scary thing, he says. Tzibur is a promise that will be a Nechama. Yechidim is no promise that will be a Nechama. Yechidim could get lost in Klal Yisrael and will never come back. Parshas Bechukoisa is Beloshen Rabbi. Parshas Kisovoi, everything is Loshen Yochid. The Pazuz Roshmuz, we don't have time today for it. But just quickly, looking, we'll start Chofches Pazuk Tezai. We'll start before that. Pasuk Tzvov. Tohoyo im loy tishma bekoil Hashem Elokecho. Orur tanecho. Orur ato. Yeshaloch Hashem becho. Yadbeg Hashem becho. I'm skipping already to Pasuk Chovzayim. Yakcho Hashem. Yakcho Hashem. I'm Pasuk Lamed. Isho to Ores. Riyad Moscho. Voiso Mishugo. Yakecho Hashem. Yelichcho Hashem. Vobato Yisivecho. Yiso Hashem. Vohocha. Horako. Because Hashem Aleichem says, but Be'etzem, everything is Belosh and Yochid. V'hi Pitzcho Hashem. V'ayuch Arecho. Chukoisai, everything is Losh and Rabi. Im Bechukoisai, V'im Lo Yitishmu Li. V'im Bechukoisai Timosu, Ase Zayis Lochem. V'nosati Bonai Bochem. V'im Anel, V'ashvati Zgoyin Uzchem. V'tam Lo Riko Yichachem. והלכתי אף אני מוכם, והבאיסי עליכם בשבי לחם. So over Shabbos is a lot more to be ma'ayin, but it's two kind of clothes here. It's a mazun do shmuz. We don't like to speak about clothes. But the main is like the Pana Bicharov. Parshas Bechukosai is the Rabbi. Hashem promises, ואף גם זו is בארץ ובירם, לא ימאסתי מגלויסם, נחלויסם, או בי הנחומו. אבל יחידים ונדוחתויים, they could end and there's no end. There's no promise for Yechidim that Hashem will take them back. Yechidim could be destroyed. For the Tzibur is Avtochen. V'av gam zoiz be'erzevim lo imahastim lo igaloisim. And it's talking two different parshas. The whole parshas b'chukoisa is b'loshen Rabin, and our parsha Kisovu is b'loshen Yochid. We'll go chuftes David. This is a note that you could say twice. It's also again a whole mahalach in the parsha. Va'ilach eschem arba'im shana b'midbar loibonusim loseichem me'aleichem v'nalcho loibonusim me'al raglecho. Your clothes didn't tear, and your shoes perek choftes posuk dalet. Va'ilach eschem arba'im shana b'midbar loibonusim loseichem me'aleichem v'nalcho loibonusim me'al raglecho. Your clothes didn't tear, and your shoes didn't tear. Yeah. And Perek Chek Ches, look in Dvorim Ches, Pasuk Dalet also. It's also Pasuk Dalet. Simloscho lebolso me'alecho, v'raglecho lo batzeicho. Your clothes didn't tear, and your feet didn't get blistered. זה ארבעים שלום. זאת רשי עם חס דלת. סמלות חולה בורסו. סמלות חולה בורסו, ענון יעקובד היושוף עם בקסוסו. ורק לחולו בצייקו, לא נספח אוכל, כבוצה, כדרך הולכי יוכב שרגליהם נפוחס. When someone goes barefoot without shoes, he gets blisters. No, it didn't happen to you. You didn't get blisters. This is what Rashi says in Ches Posuk Dalet. Simlosko lebolso veolecho veraglecho lebetzeiko. So, mashma from Rashi that he didn't have shoes. Right? Your clothes didn't tear. And your shoes and your feet didn't blister. Fekasi sechachomim in our parsha state. Simloschem lebolu me'aleichem v'nachol lebolso me'aleichem. They had shoes. So the Sifra Chomim says, no, you know why you didn't get blisters? Because your shoes didn't tear. So the Magid Yerushalmi would say at Eretz, was the Magid Yerushalayim. He would say like this, that Weisbeis was nowhere to buy clothes, right? Because what is the whole point that the clothes didn't tear? So then the Bapa Vazka is under Mahalach. But the Pashas was nowhere to buy clothes. So but the clothes kept, you know, they didn't take food, so they didn't take clothes also, yeah? They didn't, I mean, they took a lot of food, they didn't. We got, left Rahman, my boy, the other place of war, matzahs, gomish. So clothes also, was no clothes. But well, they had one suit, and it kept. Malach HaShatz. What happened to the kids that were born? How they had clothes? Oh, Chazal said that when the Isha gets beheroyo, the body gets bigger. Then when the baby comes back, the body becomes smaller. So it's an extra piece of material. They cut that piece. And they made a little baggage for the kid.
Grew with the kid.
And then grew with it. Chazal said that the clothes grew with them, right? You could recognize the whole family with the same clothes, yeah? They made up of shoes they didn't have. So come to say, the people that went out of Mitzrayim, they had shoes. But the new ones went barefoot without shoes. So these are the two psukim. But you also think it's going out of Mitzrayim, Simlach Choli Bozo Malag Lecho, Vanach Choli Bozo Malag Lecho. Pasha Seikev, the new people, this is the vote of the Magid Yerushalmi. I think I found it after the third, three more even. B'shem Salmon. Rabbi the Maharal says, I'm very tense. And this is the only way to give the Pasha. Maharal says like this, white people wear clothes for keeping the body's temperature, not to be ervadik, or they wear it for beauty. They wear it for beauty, right? So people have green ties, all different interesting things, yeah? This is for beauty. Gemara says, money mechabduse. The suit is for what? Look nice. Clothes are for looking nice, not for things. Rather, they also cover places that don't have to be seen. But the purpose of clothes is mona mechabdusa. Beged elyon, beged tachton, it's godim. Shoes are not for beauty. I don't know today. But shoes are not for beauty. What is the proof? You come to Beis HaMikdash, they tell you to take off your shoes, yeah? Don't tell you to get dressed. Why? In Beis HaMikdash, you don't wear things that are coming to protect you from dirt. The purpose of shoes was not to be dirty, not to get cut. Protecting. Hashem be'etzim created like the animals, the top of the hands and the top of the feet are be'etzim open. This is the way, these are areas that we don't cover, not the hands and not the feet. The fingers and all of them, and this is the way it works. It's not made to be covered. It's covered to protect it. Then when you come to Beis HaMikdash, shal na'alecho ma'alaglecho. You see the Koyanim? Godim lekovoyit veletifores. They shouldn't posuk. He said, Maral, this he said. They look Maral as a. How did they have shoes? It says in our Pasha they had shoes. You can't say they didn't have shoes. They said like this. But Pasha's Ekev, you're coming to say thank you to the Ribbono Shel. So you're taking him from having nice clothes. Now you don't take him from having nice shoes. Shoes is not the purpose. You thank him that through the shoes nothing happened to my feet. For example, someone saves you from drowning. Well, you say, thank you for the string, we really appreciate the string. You say, thank you for saving me, right? None of the string is like a nice one. Thank you for the string. You say, thank you for saving me. So Parshas Ekev, look now inside in Parshas Ekev. Look inside, it's such a beautiful vault in the Maharal. Pasuk Gimel, Vayancho, Pasuk Beit, Vizochartu is called Derech Hashem Yimichicho Hashem, Vayancho, Vayachicho, Samana, Shalom Yodato, Kilo El Alechem Yichirodom, Simlos, Holy Bolsum, Al Raglecho. Hashem, thank you, so nice to us. He gave us what to eat, He gave us what to wear, and He protected our feet. So the clothes is a purpose. Say, thank you for the clothes. Not thank you, that was not undressed. Take me, made my clothes. Rashi says the iron there, they were nice, strong, yeah. But for the shoes, it's not the thank you. You say thank you for the purpose of the shoes. Parshas Ekev. Parshas Kislev is Andozach. The composite base. Hamasa Yisagdolu. You remember the miracles? Hashem could do everything what He wants. You remember the big miracles? When Nosam Lachem Leiv Ladas Venaim Liros. Hashem could make miracles. You remember the miracles? The clothes didn't tear and the shoes didn't tear? So the miracle is not that he didn't become blistered. Parshas Kisavo, Moshe Rabbeinu says, maybe it's not even a kasha, why the same psukim repeat themselves? It's not even repeating. It's two different times that Moshe Rabbeinu is using, and Parshas Ekev, he was using the thank you for Hashem. Thank Hashem for nice clothing. Thank Hashem for not blistering. Parshas Kisavo is Andazach. Parshas Kisavo, you're taking the Rebbeinu Shalom. You're not taking. It's Vayikra Moshe Atem Rehisa. Remember the miracles. So the miracle is that the shoe didn't tear. So this is the Oimek of the Sisi Chachomi. Raglom lo Batzeiko, Kevon Shenal om Loiko. Sisi Chachomi also means directly from the Maharik. But it's not good. The Bible has a different pshat about Kodesh.
What's the last word?
Oh, what's the last word?